look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my can't stop me now, and you can do the same, yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Mm-hmm. You could be so many. Still so many answers I don't know.
There are so many answers.
Realize that to question is how we grow.
To question is to grow.
So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on stop me now. You can do the same, yeah.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
It's never too late to try.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Mm-hmm. You could be so many.
Spirit rising and change, yeah.
We need a change, yeah. So do it today, yeah. 'Cause I can see it there.
Hello. Welcome. Happy Thursday. This is KK Slider with New Horizons, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's everyone doing today? I, for one, am feeling real good, real happy, real sunny, because, oh my goodness, the weather today is absolutely stunning. And after the kind of, you know, we had thunderstorms yesterday, which are kind of crazy, power was going out all over Medford. You know, it's nice to have some sunshine, a little bit of warmth. It is just really so beautiful out today. And I'm feeling very, very, very grateful for this weather. I hope you guys are all having a really lovely commute. If you are commuting, if not, hope you're having fun wherever you are. It's a really, really lovely day. Hope you can catch some sun today. All that being said, I'm so happy to be here to talk to you guys today. and to play some music for you guys. I missed my show last week. Unfortunately, something came up and I just couldn't make it in. But I'm really happy to be here today to share some music with you guys. And the theme today is very, very special to me. It is Pride Month. If you don't like to hear people talking about being queer, or if you don't like hearing music about being queer, first of all, check yourself. But second of all, leave and find something else to listen to, because that is what today's show is all about. It is a Pride theme for Pride Month. I started the show off today with Proud by Heather Small, and all of the songs that I'm going to be playing moving forward are by queer artists or songs about being queer. I'm pretty sure everyone on this list is queer in some way. Everyone on my playlist anyways. There are a couple that I'm a little iffy about, but the songs anyways have like very queer themes about them. So yeah, I'm super excited to play some queer music for you guys today by queer artists. Hopefully put something new on your radar. That song Proud by Heather Small that I just played is a song that was requested by someone that I talk about on literally every show that I do, my sweet friend Emily. I think that this was in a show that they were watching at some point, Queer as Folk, F-O-L-K, Queer as Folk. I have to really emphasize the O in that one so that I don't get in trouble. But I think that song exists to Emily in the context of Queer as Folk. Personally, not a huge fan of that song. I think it's all right. I think that Heather Small is a great vocalist, and I think it's a fun song in theory, but it's just not really my vibe. The rest of the songs that I'm playing today are much more kind of like this nice, fun, alt rock singer songwritery type alternative music. That's a lot more my speed, but I will give credit where credit is due. Heather Small, you killed it, girl. And I'm super happy to have been able to play your song on my show. I'm talking like she is listening, and I know that she is not. But that's all I'll say for right now. I'm going to continue to sort of pop in like I usually do and talk about music and talk about my life and whatever, talk about my friends and stuff. But for right now, I'm going to go in and play a couple more songs. So next up, we have Wobbly by Ezra Furman. Now, let me take a second, actually. I said I was going to stop talking, but I want to take a second to talk about Ezra Furman. I'm pretty sure I've played Ezra Furman on my show before. I'm not 100% sure, but I love Ezra Furman so deeply in my soul. I discovered Ezra Furman several years ago on a, like, you know, one of those like radio playlists on Spotify, and I immediately fell in love with them. Ezra Furman uses she, they pronouns. She is trans femme. I'm just obsessed with her. She wrote a lot of the music for a lot of her music is used in the show Sex Education, which is a really brilliant show. And if you're, you know, willing to go and watch that kind of thing, it's really, really good. But I just really, her album, Perpetual Motion People, came out in 2015. And since that album, I have just like really been hooked on Ezra Furman. She's kind of like in the alt rock scene. She writes a lot of music about being queer. This song Wobbly is specifically about gender expression, gender identity, gender fluidity, and like it's a really, really beautiful and super fun song. I'm really, really excited to play it for you guys today. And then I'll play a couple more, and then, you know, the usual things. I'll just pop in and out and talk as I feel like I want to. But yeah, I hope you guys really like this song, Wobbly, by Ezra Furman. It's one of my all-time favorites, and I hope it will become one of your all-time favorites as well. Enjoy, y'all.
Lovely. I'm
I'm back to chat. Oh my gosh, guys, the most exciting thing just happened. So I posted on my Instagram story about my show, obviously, to like advertise a little bit, so that people know that I'm going on air and stuff like that, get people to listen to the show and stuff. And I tagged a bunch of the artists that I'm featuring on today's show, right? So I tagged Ezra Furman, I tagged Doty, who I have on here as well, and I tagged Hayley Kiyoko. Like, I tagged a bunch of people who I have, like, whose songs I'm playing on the show today. And I noticed that, like, you know, when you go into Instagram and you scroll over to, like, where your DMs are, Ezra Furman had posted a story that I hadn't seen yet. So I went and just watched the story just like literally 4 seconds ago and found out that Ezra Furman is actually coming to Somerville to play a solo show. And I didn't even know about it. And the tickets were less than $20. So if you liked Wobbly by Ezra Furman, go and buy the tickets now. Apparently they're selling out very quickly. It's at the Rockwell, which is next door to the Foundry in Davis Square. It's literally, I'm so stoked. I just bought the tickets and I'm going to see Ezra Furman. I'm really, really excited about it. Okay, so just to get that out of the way, I'm stoked. I love live music. If you've been listening to my show for a while, then you know that I love live music. But anyways, I played a couple of songs. I played Wobbly by Ezra Furman. Kisses to Ezra Furman. I love you. And then I played If You Should Try to Kiss Her by Dressy Bessie. That is from 2003. So 20 years old now. That's kind of crazy. And then I played Sedona by Sir Chloe. Sedona, I think, is kind of a popular one. That one came out in 2020 off of Sir Chloe's, I think it's an album, Party Favors, or an EP. Sedona is a really fun song. I really like that one. Next up, I have a throwback. A little bit of a throwback to the good old 2010s. The ripe old year of 2014. And we're bringing back my queen, Mary Lambert, my gay queen. I love her. If you guys recognize the name Mary Lambert, or if I played the song and you recognize the song, it's because Mary Lambert, this song was sampled by Macklemore for Same Love, I think is what that song is called. And, you know, this is Mary Lambert's song that she wrote, and Macklemore, like, asked her to come and be on his song Same Love, and that song blew up because this was like, I think, just shortly before same-sex marriage had been legalized in the United States, etc. So this was a big song. The song kind of blew up. Same Love did, but this is Mary Lambert's solo version. She Keeps Me Warm. This song is so beautiful. She did a really amazing job with this, and I love her voice. I love her songwriting. I think she's really talented, and she's one of those artists that, like, I remember every once in a while, and I go and listen to her, and I'm, like, very obsessed with her. But yeah, I'm gonna play She Keeps Me Warm by Mary Lambert while I look for a nice little PSA to read y'all, and then as soon as I find that PSA, I'm going to pop back in and do my PSA on the half hour. But for right now, I'm just going to play She Keeps Me Warm by Mary Lambert. If you don't know this, I hope you like it.
She says I smell like safety and home. I named both of her eyes forever and please don't go. Could be your morning sunrise all the time, yeah. This could be good, this could be good. I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I try. What's your middle name? Do you hate your job? Do you fight?
so good together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, my love. She keeps me warm. Keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
That song so much. Every time I remember that it exists, I just like am filled with this love and joy, and I don't know, it's just a really sweet song. And for 2014, it was a little bit ahead of its time, but hey, you know, we love a queer artist writing about being queer. Okay, I want to do a PSA really quickly. This is a PSA about dried fruits. I've read this one before. It's one of my favorites. Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You see what I did there? Fruits? Because today is a Pride-themed show. Anyways, the reason why I was so excited to come on here and play some music by queer artists about being queer is because, unfortunately, things are getting a little scary again for queer people in America. And that's not to say that it was ever, you know, really safe for us. But it seems that it's coming back into the mainstream to be very homophobic or transphobic or by, you know, all the phobias associated with the LGBTQ plus community. It's really a difficult time for a lot of us, especially outside. We're very, you know, if you're listening in Massachusetts, this is a place where we kind of, queer people have it like kind of okay right now. But in places like Florida and the South, queer people are having a really hard time feeling safe, and rightfully so. It's a scary, scary time. I don't know if you guys are on the internet all that often, and I hate to bring the mood down, but this is something that I wanted to raise awareness about. A lot of big corporations and, you know, like Target, Starbucks, and things are sort of backrolling their Pride stuff. So, like, all of the apparently Pride merchandise and whatever has, like, been, I don't want to say banned, because I don't know if that's entirely true, but it seems like Starbucks is saying, like, you're not allowed to hang up like pride flags anymore in Starbucks stores. And Target has sort of rolled back a lot of their pride merchandise as well. A lot of like brands on social media are no longer talking about Pride Month. You know, like a lot of corporations were putting flags in their logos and in their profile pictures on social media and stuff like that. That's kind of really going down. People aren't really doing that anymore because they're losing some sort of, you know, they're losing capital by supporting queer people and at least acknowledging that Pride Month is a thing that's happening, which is really so scary. Not even to mention like the terrible, terrible things that are happening with LGBTQ plus rights being peeled back, or, you know, anti-trans rights or anti-trans laws being passed in like Florida and stuff. It's really such a scary time. I was just talking to someone, I think last night or the night before or something, and I grew up queer. I've known that I liked, you know, that I've been queer my entire life. And I always felt very fortunate that I was growing up in a time when it seemed like it was pretty okay to be queer. And right now it doesn't feel like that. And I think that if we really look at the numbers, it seems like homophobic people are kind of a very loud minority, but it's really so scary to like go out and feel like if I look a certain way, if I dress a certain way, if I look too gay, if I hold hands with someone who looks like they're the same gender as me, like we could really get seriously injured or like, you know, mentally or physically. It could be painful, which is really scary to think about. But I don't know. I think we should all just like stay educated, stay on top of the news, see what we can do to be advocates for our community and, you know, do our best to like really make sure that people have the freedom and the safety to live their most authentic lives, which is kind of a cliche thing to say, but I think it's really important right now to sort of be louder than the loud minority that make up these homophobic communities. It's just, I don't know, it's a difficult thing to talk about, but I feel like it's important to address. Anyways, back to our normal, happy, cheery music kind of thing. I am just gonna go back to playing some music and stuff. I just wanted to say that for a second, that if you're out there, you're listening, you're queer, I'm here and I'm listening and I acknowledge you and I am here to do as much as I can to uplift your voice and I don't know, whatever. I'm just rambling now. I didn't come on here with the intention of like talking and I'm just kind of word vomit now. But okay. Switching gears, we're going back to the music. The next song that I have is Leith Ross. I don't know if you guys know Leith Ross. She has they have a few songs out that are like kind of popular, especially if you're on like kind of the singer songwritery side of things. If you've been on like singer songwriter TikTok, Leith Ross has like kind of pushed their way up to the forefront of like the singer songwriter scene, which is really incredible because they are an amazing vocalist and an amazing, I love their voice and I love their lyrics. I'm pretty sure I've definitely played a Leith Ross song on my show before. This is another one. It's called You on My Arm. It came out early this year. And it just makes me, it's another one of those songs that like makes me feel very happy. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just let a couple songs play again and then I'll pop back in towards the end to talk about the music and all of that. Yeah, let's just get back into the music. If I can turn my computer on, excellent, I've done it. All right, y'all. This is You on My Arm by Leith Ross. I hope you guys like it.
I wish I'd had a chance to walk with you to parties. You would wear a dress and I would say, I'm sorry for something, don't know what it'd be. But you'd say nothing, it's nothing, and smile at me. Sit around and watch you.
Am I allowed to look at her like that? Could it be wrong when she's just so nice to look at? And she smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. Oh, you would find her in a Polaroid picture. And she means everything to me. Oh, I'd never tell. No, I'd never say a word. And though it aches, but it feels oddly good to hurt. And she smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. Oh, you would find her in a Polaroid picture. And she means everything to me. Oh, 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 oh. And I'll be okay admiring from afar, 'cause even when she's next to me, we could not be more far apart. And she tastes like birthday cake and story time and fall. But to her, I taste of nothing at all. And she smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. Oh, you would find her in a Polaroid picture. And she means everything to me. Yes, she means everything to me. She, he means everything to me.
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win Markman, and she said, I know just the thing. Give me lip gloss and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing. She called me by the name of her crush. I couldn't decide if she was cold or Justin.
Okay, I'm back. We're talking again because I don't know how to shut my mouth, but also because I just got the sweetest message from one of my friends from, you know, if you guys, I said this so many times today, but if you've tuned in before, then you know that I'm a PhD student here at Tufts, and one of my friends from the program just sent me a message on Instagram and told me that they're tuning in. Danielle, if you're listening, I love you so much. Thank you for the message. It's very, very sweet. All right, my show is coming to a close. I have 13 minutes and a couple seconds left. And I had a lot of songs lined up, but then I ended up talking for too long, so now I have to, like, figure out what songs I'm going to play and what songs I'm not, which is kind of a difficult place to be in. But, I don't know. I can't talk for too long because I'm running out of time, and I have a lot of music to play is the point of the story. I just wanted to pop in really quick and say hi to Danielle. Shout out to my queen. Okay, back to the music. This is, oh, so let me run through what I played before. So I played You on My Arm by Leith Ross. I played Eyelids by Katie Kirby, which is a song that I found out that I found recently. It's a very, very short, but very sweet song. I really love that one. She by Dodie, which is a song that I discovered a long time ago and have been very, very in love with for a while. And then Kissing Lessons by Lucy Dacus. I think that's how you say it. Lucy Dacus. It's Dacus or Dacus. I don't know. Lucy Dacus, who is a third of Boy Genius. She's her own, like, beautiful songwriter. Everybody loves Lucy. She's great. And now I've got a couple more songs lined up. I'm going to go ahead and play No So, Feeling Like a Woman Lately, another song about gender things, came out last year at some point. And then after that, I'm going to play Girl by Sobs. That's just like, you know, sobbing, like Sobs, S-O-B-S. And then after that, who knows? I don't think I have time for much more. But Feeling Like a Woman Lately by No So, that is the song that I am going to play next. As always, hope y'all like it.
Paintings on the wall, they made one of me. Feeling like a woman lately. There, what it could have been, a soft mirror image.
things are fake. Yet you fail to say the truth.
Friends, just wanting to tune in to say goodbye. This is my last song. This is Chance by Hayley Kiyoko. You are listening to KK Slider on New Horizons, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Free Form Radio. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Let me. What does it always have to be?